want to help you this morning look on the bright side. And that little yellow guy, that's you. And the blue people are all other folks in your life. Well, not all of them. But I want to help you look on the bright side, whatever's coming your way, whatever troubles and difficulties come. And there's a long tradition for Christians to do that. Nick and I put together this picture, which is a picture of a prison cell, and it came out really dark on this slide. And I said, well, you know what? That's fitting, because that little light bulb that's in there, they didn't even have that back in the day when they threw Paul and Silas in prison in Acts chapter 16 and verses 20 through 25. And you can read there and you can see what they were going through. But I would like to think that I would bear up well in a situation like that. But I really do think that if you took me and fulfilling that old adage that no good deed goes unpunished, if I did a good deed and you beat me with rods and threw me in prison in the middle of the night, I doubt you'd find me singing songs and praising the Lord. But that's exactly what you find Paul and Silas doing on that evening. And it's just amazing to me that that Christian spirit, that that spirit can rise above whatever trouble comes our way, even trouble of that magnitude. Can you imagine being treated so and shining so? It's a wonderful thing. It's a victory of the Spirit, and it's a victory that's attainable to all of us. Think about, though, if you could categorize, if I could throw out all the different discouragements or sources of discouragement that come your way, if you could sort them into different areas, I bet you could sort them into four different bins, and it would just be a fitting way to categorize them. One of the things that discourages us is disease, and I guess more so as we get older than when we're younger. But it can be simple things. It can be just go ahead and count the number of fillings that you've got, and you think about how it is that little things happen to you, and you have to get them taken care of. It can be something like diabetes that you have to measure constantly and treat constantly. But when treated, it can stay in control. It could be something larger. I know a number are fighting Lyme's disease, which is a difficult thing to fight. You hear the words cancer, and there are some here even now that are fighting that. And it's a difficult thing to do. But you know what? Disease, small or great, chronic or acute, is something we have to deal with in this life. And dealing with it day by day, constantly, can be discouraging. Difficulty. Wouldn't it be nice if relationships just kind of took care of themselves and you didn't have to do any maintenance on them? Wouldn't it be nice if the lawn mowed itself? Wouldn't it be nice if the mower fixed itself? Just all sorts of things that could go a lot better. But we have difficulties. We have things, we have separations that we have to endure while loved ones are overseas. We have just employees that don't tend to take care of themselves, need a little encouragement, or maybe even need to be encouraged to go find another career with a different corporation from time to time. Those things are difficult to deal with. All sorts of difficulties can come our way. And I just, you know, you probably got your own list of things that you find difficult, and they're discouraging. Distractions. Boy, this, on the trip from my house down to the church building, some guy on the right-hand side of the road has got this snowmobile for sale. And it just looks like a lot of fun to just fly through those fields. Or maybe you're more of a Sea-Doo kind of a person. How'd you like to travel on something that goes 70 miles per hour, steers poorly, and has no brakes? Doesn't that sound like fun? Just get a couple of those and take the whole family out and make sure your insurance is paid up and do that. There's all sorts of things. They make those boats sparkly so they're hard to resist. And there's always a new car available. And, oh, they've got a deal for you now on that new car. And there's all these distractions, all these things that, you know, you look at, you're walking through the motions, doing the things you're supposed to do, but you're looking to the side and you're saying, boy, that would be fun to have that, to go there. But I can't right now. And that's discouraging. Well, and then ultimately there's death. And that crossing of the Jordan is before us. And unless the Lord comes back, it's a date we've all got to keep. And that can be discouraging, especially when we get older and we see it coming. And we know that none of us going to get out of here alive. A difficult thing to go through. You know what? It's exactly what Paul was talking about in that reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and spilling over into chapter 5. This isn't my outline. This is the Holy Spirit's outline. And it starts off by saying, Paul's saying, we do not faint. We do not lose heart. And it doesn't say mostly we don't lose heart. It doesn't say often we don't lose heart. It says we do not lose heart. We do not faint. And here's why. Category by category. Starting in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16, it says, we do not faint, we faint not, though our outward man is decaying. That's the disease part. Even though we can see the amount of fillings increasing, we can see problems multiplying, even though the outward man is decaying, our inward man is renewed day by day. I may not be able to bend over and pick something up the way I used to, but you know what? I think I understand the Lord a little better than I used to. I think I understand His Scriptures better than I used to. I think I'm better able to bear up with the adversity that's coming my way than I used to be. Because even though this outward man is decaying, the inward man is doing just fine. And he is not subject to, does not need to be subject to, the things that the outward man is subject to. We don't faint because the inward man is being renewed day by day. We don't faint when difficulties come, because if you take what we're going through now, it can be termed a light affliction. For our light affliction, and if you take what we're going through now, it is for a short duration, which is for the moment. We can see that that light duration, or that light affliction for a short duration, is working in us something better with the more and more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. There's something we're working on that has eternal consequences here and eternal rewards here. And it puts this whole suffering in this life in perspective. If you could take the sufferings of this life and put them on one side of a balance, and you can look at the eternal glory that the Lord has promised to His followers on the other side, it's not even close. Paul said in Romans, our suffering now isn't worthy to be compared to the glory that is to come. We put all these difficulties in perspective when we cast a glimpse at eternity. And the distractions that come our way, a lot of folks have gone to see Avatar already, doing that 3D thing that's available. You put on those special glasses and there's a whole new way to look at things. I want to give you a special pair of glasses that just are black, okay? So you don't have to look at the things that are around you, because that's all stuff that's passing away. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, there's either a moth's going to eat it, or the rust is going to chew it up, or a thief is going to break through and steal it. Or Peter told us it's all going to burn up. All the stuff you can see, all the distractions that there aren't as important as the things that you can't see. And ironic as it is, we need to be looking at the things that we can't see. The things that we do see are temporal, are temporary. The things that we don't see are eternal. So as we look to the eternal things, it puts the temporal distractions in their place, and it handles them for us. And finally, dealing with that great trial that the Lord knows is difficult, and He has subjected us to that purposefully, we deal with this death that is before us by putting it in perspective as well. In the next verse, these four subsequent verses, the last one we're going to consider this morning, 2 Corinthians 5:1. We know that if the earthly house of our tabernacle be dissolved, and it looks like it's going to happen someday, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And it kind of puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? That we're looking past all of this, and we see on the other side of the Jordan a mansion, an eternal resting place, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens for us. So how is it that we do not faint? How is it that we can look on the bright side? We put all of this in perspective. Whatever the difficulty is, we can look past it. Whatever the distraction is, whatever the disease, and even death itself, we can look past it using this passage of Scripture that comes from 2 Corinthians 4. I hope that whatever happens to you in the next week or month or year or for the rest of your life, if you get in a low spot, if these things are eating your lunch, that you'll have the presence of mind to go back to 2 Corinthians 4, the latter part, and even 2 Corinthians 5, and look at this and remember, that's how we can put it all in perspective. That's how we can continually look on the bright side. That's how we can overcome. And my prayer for you is that you do overcome.